Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and joining me for the morning interview today, I have Andrew Hinton from the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Andrew, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Erin. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So you were on not too long ago talking about a fundraiser that Sitka Homeless Coalition is putting together to actually get physical structures made here in Sitka and to help house people. So give us a quick update. How's that fundraiser going?
Yeah. I was here just a couple weeks ago to talk about the Shelter Sitka campaign. The fundraiser's been going fantastic. We've seen so much community support. Our goal is to reach $25,000 by the end of the year, mm-hmm. and we're actually getting pretty near there. We're at about $18,000 right now, which is super fantastic. We've seen so much support from the community. Just as a reminder to folks, this is a fundraiser for the project up at the end of the Jarvis Street to create tiny homes for people who have been experiencing chronic homelessness in Sitka. And we're really hopeful to break ground on that this summer. And we really want, I mean, as I mentioned last time, we're really conscientious of the fact that right now outside, there are people who have to sleep outside and who have been there for some time. And as we know, it's a cold winter.
Yeah, it's been not pleasant.
Yeah, no. We really want to make a change so that by the time next winter rolls around, that those people have resources, those people have a place to stay, a roof over their head, a place to call their own, and because of the support we've seen from the community, we're really optimistic about it, and we've been able to raise a lot of funds so far, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing to have. To have that much community support, and you were saying before we went on air, it's a lot of support of, like, there's, you know, big money donations, little money donations, and all of it. As long as there is someone given a dollar, those numbers all help to show when you're getting, you know, grants and whatnot from elsewhere to help support projects.
Yeah.
Any help is awesome.
Yeah. No, even $1 is so fantastic because we can report back to our funders, hey, look at all this community support we have. This really matters to the folks in Sitka. Solving this problem, this, you know, urgent community issue, it really helps. Even small dollars have been super fantastic to see come through. We have gotten some of those larger donations as well. I mentioned to you beforehand that there's someone who donates $100 every month, which is super fantastic.
So cool.
Dan Edelin's brother, Richard Edelin, donated a large donation, which was extremely kind. We've been really fortunate to see such broad community support on this issue.
And it's so exciting to have something actually physically taking place in the near future of having these structures built. I feel like it's been talked about for so many years of this is an issue we need to address. And it's so exciting to be like, yes, it's being addressed. And, you know, here are the plans for it. We're going to make it happen. It's very exciting.
It's such an important issue. And it's one that I feel like just nationally even can be so often overlooked. So we can sort of start to feel like, maybe this is an issue that's impossible to address. But I feel like in Sitka, we have this, there's this sense of people that, you know, if we come together, that we can get something done. And we're really excited that we can end homelessness in our community. We can take this step to provide these services for folks that are some of the that have been living outside for so long. I mean, these are our neighbors. These are people that we want to be able to help and that we want to be able to provide the services for that they desperately need.
That's awesome. Well, and if folks are hearing this, they're like, I didn't know about this project. Oh my gosh, I need to break out my checkbook. Where can people go to donate to Ending Homelessness in Sitka?
Yeah, you can either drop off a check at ALPS for the Sitka Homeless Coalition, or you can go to sheltersitka.org and you can donate online directly. Those are probably the easiest ways
to
do so.
And coming up, tomorrow, Wednesday, December 7th, is your end-of-year meeting for Sitka Homeless Coalition. Who's invited to that? What's going on with the meeting?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing it up. Everyone is invited to this meeting. Tomorrow, we're having our annual meeting at the Nakahiti House from 6 to 8 p.m. There will be food for the first 90 people provided by seafood producers and prepared by Renee Trafton of The Beak.
Excellent.
We're going to be doing a presentation there, talking a tiny bit about the history of organization, but really what we've got going on, what we're working on. And in addition to that, there will be a silent auction. So if you're interested in making a bid on some items, then all proceeds go to the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Another which way you can make a donation to the Homeless Coalition, which we're making that final push towards the end of the Shelter Sitka campaign.
Excellent. So yeah, everyone and anyone who's interested in learning more is welcome at the Nakahiti. If folks are interested in volunteering or anything at this point, what does membership or help with Sitka Homeless Coalition? What does that look like for volunteers?
Yeah, of course. We don't have a public membership option available just yet. However, if people are interested in volunteering, right now we have weekly Friday meetings for volunteers, a Zoom meeting, even if you're interested in getting on for a little bit, seeing how you might be able to help. We always have events going on, like our event tomorrow, where folks can help out. Once we get into construction, and we've gotten a little bit into it, once we've the cabins have been built, we're really hopeful to get volunteers out to the site. Like, we want to work on a community garden, and we really would like to have all hands on deck on a situation like that. We really want to create a sense of agency, a sense of stewardship at the community for this project. So once that comes around, we're really hopeful that anyone who's interested in getting involved will be willing to come out.
That's excellent. And you're saying with Breaking Ground, this is something that for the fundraiser, for this the $25,000 you're hoping to raise by the end of this year, if that number, if 25,000 isn't reached exactly, is that going to impede the progress with Breaking Ground on those cabins?
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that that's the case. I mean, we're working on all cylinders right now to raise money for the project. We want to raise capital in small dollars. We're actively working with a number of organizations that are interested in providing grants. And it really helps to be able to show community support to those organizations that this is something that the community cares about. I'd say that every dollar helps in terms of getting this project off the ground. And it's something that we're working on nonstop. So I mean, we're still pushing forward regardless of what happens. But the support is really I can't stress how important it is as well.
Excellent. Yeah. So ground is going to be broken. This is going forward no matter what. But it always helps to have the funds you need to make that process a little bit smoother and go a little bit faster to make sure we have as many people housed as soon as we can.
Yeah, most definitely.
So if you could refresh my memory for the cabin community, how many structures are you hoping to construct?
Yeah. So we're hoping to make 12 tiny homes, as well as a 13th caretaker cabin, someone to be on site, and to be a service to the folks that are living here in this community, as well as a small community center. And that community center will have laundry services, a kitchen, a small area where we're hoping we can hold ongoing programming for the folks that are living in the community. About 12, roughly 14 by 16 cabins that we expect to be out there.
Excellent. And it's at the far end of Jarvis Street, correct?
Yeah, at the far end of Jarvis Street.
Ah, that's very exciting to hear. And again, if folks want more information about the history of Sitka Homeless Coalition and more details about the project, tomorrow evening is the perfect place to come and learn about that.
Yeah, tomorrow evening is the perfect time. You can come and we'll have a short presentation, but you can also just come and talk to me and you can ask me questions and I'll be there.
Awesome. So that's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti tomorrow night, December 7th on Wednesday. It's a great organization that you have going, and I'm glad to hear you have so much community support. And hopefully we have a lot of people showing up tomorrow night to learn more and to pitch in.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it, and I hope to see a lot of folks out there.
Awesome. Well, Andrew Hinton, thank you so much for joining me this morning and for your work with the Sitka Homeless Coalition.
Yeah, of course, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me on. Real glad to be here.
It's a pleasure.